for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. We have a new type of episode. This one is one that will get changed, part of it, but the ending, I wanted to make sure to keep that as a part of the equation. That way you can know if you want 5D Mystic Ascension Energy guidance for those of you who have more need for when the Ascension Energies are about. Okay, so yeah, that part is, I like to use the word share because we share guidance. It's not something that I give or, you know, sharing food for thought. But it is in tune with the themes. Okay, so right now the theme is, as our lovely lunar eclipse comes about, emotional maturity, and all of those who are ready to be their whole three-year-old hearts are here. So they don't want to date beneath themselves. I know all about not dating beneath myself because I have a whole three-year-old heart. Thank you, mother. And my one-year-old, which is always me, is led by the human being here. Okay, so when you are mystic 5D plane, your entire time of as Claire's come up, you don't actually change your name. You don't need to go through Frozen 2 to get to the end of the game and be like in the movie and, oh, it's me that I'm looking for. You literally know it's all about your three-year-old and your one-year-old. Okay, so on that note, I am attachment trauma informed, but this is not going to be full of that. I mean, doing my best to organize things. This one's for how to share with you a healthy self-worth person does not date beneath themselves. So it's between storytelling and just sharing a couple of things that you may or may not know, especially if you're a new listener. One, Terry Real, great therapist. Look him up, especially if you're a couple and you want your hubby, wife, or hubby, wife. I don't know how titles work. Partner, partners. We got polyamory. If you are here, Poly Secure is a really great book. Secure Attachment, really great if you have that. That way you don't have to be a teenager. I call adaptive children teenagers, which would be Cuscos. Okay, so those people right there, for example, we got a couple of different types, but I'm not going to focus on them. I'm just going to let you know they give themselves up to the lowest bidder. They date beneath themselves. They are low self-esteem, indirect communicators, passive-aggressive. They don't know healthy boundaries, which means they don't respect their self or another person for that matter. And in fact, they're a codependent type. Blamer, one side, and then we got the martyr superior on the other side. And there is no other format you will notice when someone is not a person who has healthy self-worth where their whole one-year-old is theirs, okay? And I'm not going to share too much about what you or they, it's all about emotional accountability, maturity, and you becoming an independent conscious lover if you want. So that's one of the most amazing journeys, is to just always be in love. Oh, you don't fall in and out of love, people. I've grown to become a lovely 44-year-old solo polyamory, and I can tell you that when I look to the past, I don't have anything to complain about. Now, if you meet me, or met me, because I'm 44 now, but if you met me in every one of those ages, from when you start dating, teenagerish, yeah, adolescent, teenagerish, so when we can say and consider that first love. Okay, my first love was my teenage boyfriend. I was with him from 15 till 19. And it's a bunch of lies and betrayal and best friends and friends. And, you know, it was amazing. I have to say, people think of that as dramatic. I think of it as low self-esteem human beings because teenagers were that. I mean, I know I was that because I was sensitive. And I did say, ah, I'm a teenager. Do I have self-esteem? Am I going to follow these kids at a certain point once I've realized that they don't have each other's back, that they all lie, that they don't know how to have direct communication? Legit, I'm a grown-up. I still have to meet. Oh, there's so many people that I have met, and I've met some that know how to just tell you what they think, and they're the most refreshing of relationships that you will ever find, is when someone's not afraid to use their mouth, because you can hear it in their tone, and they're like, here's what I think, and you're like, ah, yes, and then when they tell it to you in your face, like what they think about you, I got one of my friends, again, it's like a breath of fresh air. You're like, okay, keep it coming because I'm totally enjoying our relationship. The more you tell me how you think, the more I'm going to tell. And that's because, though, the people have confidence. So they know their worth and they're going to present it to the world in a emotionally mature way, not like a teenager. I'm going to be a person who is the, what is it, unapologetically version of me. That's not a grown-up. No. A grown-up knows how to say, okay, how can I make an impact and work with my emotions if I still feel that there are areas that I know I want to work on? That's what a grown-up does. And that's no matter what your age is, and I'm talking emotional grown-up. Okay, so when you are already an emotional grown-up as your teenage self, you're like, okay, why are all these people afraid? Oh, okay, I'm confident, I see. But you learn how to choose that. Mother, thank you. Come on in. As she said to me, are you going to throw yourself off a bridge if all your friends jump off a bridge? No. And I did do the throwing myself into the water once from a cliff, and that's like, I think one of the last times, like, you know what, Maria, are you done? Because this really, they all do just dangerous things. They don't care about safety. None of them are going to come pick you up if you hurt yourself. They're all literally laughing. You know, like this was the teenagers with low self-esteem. Some of them, they have what is called a heartbreak, gut wrench, torn apart, shame, stuff going on. So that unkindness is part of the journey that they can get out of if they have people like Patrick Tiahan, childhood trauma survivor, healed and healing. And as he points out, the biggest regret he has from his childhood is that it made him unkind. So he was not emotionally mature until he reparented himself and reminded himself as he did that, I'm not in trouble. It is not always my fault. Actually, I didn't get a child-centric environment. So I did not get taught how to eat right, how to sleep right, how to cry right, how to get angry right. I did not get a child-centric environment that, thank you, Gabor Mate, I was lovingly accepted. I did not have to work for love, and all my basic emotions were allowed to be versus suppressed, made me feel humiliated, small, as if I had done something wrong, weighed down because I have emotions, whatever it is. People who don't have that child-centric environment and date beneath themselves, it's because, and unkindness, so the teenagers, again, representation of low self-esteem, for sure, all of us can, but the ones who did not move towards, you know what, I'm a self, and I'm worthy, and I'm beautiful, just the way I am, and I will grow confident. So, like, I learned that immediately, because, again, I have a mother who's like, are you going to just follow the crowd, or you just do you? You, and others are others, and how emotions are okay to be here. So I didn't feel ashamed because I was too sensitive. I noticed the unkind teenagers who kept on not caring that I was afraid if you tried dunking me underwater, that I didn't find their jokes funny. I didn't find getting thrown fireworks in my jacket funny at all. To this day, I don't find certain things funny, but I'm an emotional grown-up. So today, if something like that happens, I am matured. At 16, I was not. You were not. Nobody was. At 19, you're still not with your full executive decision-making functions of your brain. Perception changes based on your biochemistry, which is also affected by your hormones. So people don't know what it means to be human. If they did, they'd figure out that every age group is different in the way that those emotions work. Versus, no, attachment and trauma people and compassion is bullshit. Nobody's good. They're all, fuck that shit. So people don't understand the concepts that the attachment trauma-informed experts share because they only hear the word and they don't know the behind the scenes. I'm attachment trauma-informed, your embodied brain. I didn't even know any of this, but luckily for me, I had Jesus and I still have Jesus. And he is the one who shared, forgive them for they do not know, turn the other cheek. And faith, God, which is Akash and consciousness, to me, has always been the essence of life, which is love. And the humanity that you are and I am. And thank you, Sadhguru, as well as Daniel Siegel. Sadhguru, he shares, when you are within that overwhelm of humanity, divinity has no other place except for to descend upon you. Divinity is not an entity. This is where you are a conscious brain, flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable. Once you have integration of your human being embodied brain, left is your chit chatter, right is where the nonverbal from your body comes up, and also where you look at somebody in the eyes and you can pick up on them. But that's, again, a lot of psych education. Daniel Siegel talks about integration of the brain. It's a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable brain. And when it's manifested into the world, what you see is a kind and compassionate person. But we can remove kindness if we want, and compassion. They both serve a purpose. I know what. Compassion, it's your physiological state. Kindness, because you will not be addressing somebody who is addressing you in a way that is maladaptive in any other way except for as a human. And in fact, it's very beautiful to be able to be an emotional grown-up. So when you don't date beneath yourself because you're not going to change who you are, raise your hand. I'm raising it because I'm the one who's sharing with you how easy it is. As the teenage boyfriend argued with me about my faith, I learned a thing or two. Oh, well, I learned a lot. You don't change when you believe in yourself. You don't change when you keep your heart open. You don't change the essence of Purusha Prakriti. Purusha, pure consciousness, unconditional love. Prakriti, pure energy. Your energy body, Sadhguru may not know this, but your energy body, as he says, doesn't have to change. Your physical body ages. Your energy body is your three-year-old, your whole self. I use the three-year-old mark because that's when you will have a life, a lot of life, unless you didn't have the first year of your life as secure attachment, though, because then that actually impacts you already. So if your first year of life, you do not have secure attachment, you already have a shame rupture, which means your heart as a three-year-old is not going to, you're still going to have the energy, but you're going to have some, I'm defective, something's wrong with me. I'm not worthy, and there's other stuff. So you won't have the feeling of being good. You won't be a good boy or good girl. You're going to be, something's wrong with me, boy, girl, and trying to make up for that in your home. You're already going to try to soothe mommy or sister or brother or whatever. You're just going to try making it work. You're going to fix things. You're going to try and fix something because you feel broken and defective. This is feeling, not thought. Okay, so when your mind is instead your friend, and therefore you understand in silence what emotions come up, that's because you don't have a body that is afraid of being in a body, okay? So I'm just trying to describe sensations. That's very important. So the three-year-old, you're gooey, ooey, ooey, only if you have a secure attachment, and that's the number one moment, though, that you might experience a shame, okay? So somebody can get unkind, quote unquote, on that, in that point. Okay, so as long as people remain brokenhearted and they don't trust their own self to be worthy, so they don't have self-love and they don't have the knowingness that they're deserving in their body, again, emotional plane, you're going to find people that date beneath themselves. So what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything to people who are busy thinking that they're doing somebody some favor. So I'm going to use one Patrick Tihan. He points out, again, his childhood regret is that he was unkind. Then he reparented himself and he is able to make sure that he's respected and that he is not talked down to by women, for example. So emasculated or whatever the word is. I'm going to try and organize this since we are talking about concepts that are also important for this lunar eclipse. When you know that you are a person with personality, right? There are things you enjoy, friends, life. If anyone around you is not supporting you to feel giggly and have fun, ask yourself, what are you doing? What are you doing in that relationship and in those relationships? So the body of yours will feel like it's trying to do something. I'm trying to give you the awareness so that you can recognize what and who are you around when you're instead of that in a flow state. Are you ever around people and able to be comfortable in your own skin? Okay, so again, remember, I have healthy self-worth. I have a whole three-year-old heart. My one-year-old is mine. I can, in the midst of a panic attack, recalibrate myself and be working with me. And I'm not a person who has ever felt that that was unfair. The teenagers get pissy in their pants. They think it's unfair. They feel it's unfair. They get frustrated. They get a lot of things. That's not a competition here. I'm presenting to you the difference between a person who is able to be an integrated brain consistently and in the present, my prefrontal cortex is always online and not reactive and not in the past, so not charged. Okay, and so for me, those panic attacks, I'm not saying I wanted them or want them, no, but I know how to handle them. Now, my twin, one of the times, because she was having one too, because she also has them and energy body, she's part of the mystic crew, but it's also other things, because remember, we have charge states. So like the freeze response for all ages is something that can unfold in its course, and we're preemies, and preemies have Peter Levine is the one who said preemies and people who are born with a C-section, which is what we were, is traumatizing. So, I mean, to me, they're totally all of those panic attacks between the ascension energies, energy body expansion, light body, rainbow body, and then that, and just, you know, bring it on. And so, long story short, my point is that I'm not a person who ever is like, oh, I was given such a horrible disservice. Oh, I need to go and make sure they know how many gold stars I have. Here, 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 the dark night of the soul. Come, come here and listen to my tragedy. Every time I've met a 4D person, I've tried to say, you know, it's not really a dark night of the soul, right? Your ego ain't dying. Don't you notice you're right here? Did you not notice that you have not changed? So a lot of 4D people, they don't grow compassionate. They don't grow shit. They're just squirrels from Cusco land. In fact, I legit have tried my best to disengage from all the ones who throughout the years consistently want to point a finger at some poor human being, and let's not go there, shall we? Because the minute that they began exaggerating it, I'm like, okay, look, we all can be upset at things and at people that don't choose us, right? Because if you find the one, and yes, my lovely listeners, there are twin flame and flames. Believe me, nobody's going to be like, let me chase you. Because the minute that you are not somebody who wants me as your one, I'm going to be like, okay, I will pout about it with my friends and get over it, though. I won't be. So you should remember, I, as a teenager, personally was not a drama queen. My friend said, you're emotionless and rational. I was like, I'm not emotionless, and I am, yes, rational, but I'm not trying to rationalize it because I don't have emotional succumb. No, I'm in my prefrontal cortex, that's all. Okay, so when you are emotionally accountable, mature, able to say, ah, I have a window of welcome to emotions. Why? Because we have emotions. That's why it's easy to never, ever, ever be sitting in the Ben and Jerry's ice cream or go and do some hangover shit. Let me go drunk, fuck, and drug. And there you go. I got distracted today. So there are a lot of people, when they're upset, you know what they do? They say, gonna go get distracted. Okay, well, I'm not sure distraction is what you want, because distraction means that you're not contemplating or processing the emotions. Okay, so let's organize a couple of things. When you have healthy self-worth, you don't date beneath yourself, because one, you do not judge a person beneath you. That's just wrong. So we're people. You are human. I'm a human. So healthy self-worth means I'm not superior or inferior to you, number one. Two, when you're in a dating situation, you spell out who you are, what you're about, and that's about it. And when somebody disagrees with you, you're a shit. No, you're a shit. Let's go have a beer, shall we? Because we can have fun. That's what it's called to have an actual empowered ego, people, which you all have, self. We all have a self ego. I know some people don't. No, I don't. Yes, you do. You got a name, don't you? You don't need to get to Elsa. But by the way, to the end of Elsa, it's your heart. So your heart will tell you if you're pouty. And if you're pouty and you process it, you'll see that that heart won't be pouty. And as you do that, and you just say, I'm going to be me, your body gets soft. So your body doesn't get rigid. My body got softer and softer as I moved through basically integration of the brain and getting to that sweet spot of the restorative embodied self, which is once I moved into that enlightenment soul age group. And I remember, because it was after my rainbow and I had another two or three energy body expansions. And then I was like, wow, I am finally myself again. But of course, I won't say that. But again, is because we have a direct relationship with this sphere of consciousness, which is the essence of life and love. And so you'll remember your restorative embodied self. Every human's body wants to return there, but that's the part of where some people will not. That's another side note, not our side note. Okay, so when you know your worth, that means you will say, this is who I am. And if you don't like it, it's okay. And you stick together because you don't have to abandon ship. Like with my teenage boyfriend, I'm not jealous. I have compersion. Even though we were not in a polyamory relationship, we could have been, but we weren't. We were in a monogamous relationship and he consistently cheated and hid things. And I said, the second time, the first, the second, the third, I'm not a jealous person. You're not my property. We've talked about this. Do we want to stay together? By the third time, we're 18, 19. I said, we're growing up. what do you want to do? We just got back together again. I don't want to keep doing this. It's childish. Just decide what you want. And he said to stay together. And then instead he had another behind the scenes, which he is now happily with this woman. I get to be a part of their life and I'm very happy about it. And as a mystic, I got to participate to clear certain energy spheres, which right here, a mystic won't be like, let me go and claim ownership for sure. You can't prove any of this. It's not for sure. Plus, why would you need to go proving something like this? Are we counting on the little, what is it? A, B, C, D? No, the markers. How many of you want stars? Is that what you are, a child who needs stars? I don't need no star. Like my mother said, it's your life, not mine. So remember, Terry Real, you will hold yourself and others how you were held. So I just got told it's your life. World doesn't revolve around you. Unknowns exist. Act accordingly to society. Respect people. When you get given the data, the right input, you just are a member of society that can say, hey, I want to build a snowman, but this is how I build it. You want to build a snowman? And when children don't want to play with you and you're four because you're too serious, you go crying home and you get explained it's okay. When you grow up, then you grow up. And lo and behold, we have Ice Age. Sid, Diego, Manny, Emperor's New Groove, Cusco, Pachas, we got it all. Okay, so that's what life is. It's really fun to be a person that likes people. That's where the 5D Collective is. So on your lovely day, as we approach this lunar eclipse, you got people you love to hang out. If you don't, then you want to work on you being able to not be sensitive. Like I got told as a teenager, you really don't need to pout about it. Now, if you don't want to do that, okay, that's called the fight 11. No, that's not 11, 12. I'm going to say fight 14, 15, 16. Mean Girls, the movie. And it's your choice. And it's going to become something like this. I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. I don't want to do it. I think that people need to change because I decided that. You get to choose which one of the people you want to be. I like Pachas. So Pachas get to be self-empowered and literally, actively. Oh, do we have fun? Okay, so I'm going to share some fun in a minute. So my regulars already know about all these stories. But I want to use some examples of other things. Okay, so your body tells you if you're okay and comfortable with being yourself. If you choose to work with you, that's called you have self-awareness with meta-awareness. And so you work with the emotional plane. That means when your upset shit comes up, you're like, okay, I got upset shit. Let me see what I can do. And you don't have to think it through. Sometimes it's just like, okay, today's one of those days. FYI, there have been heart chakra, throat chakra openings. So if you've felt a little moody, a little cryy, a little whatevers, that's part of these ascension energies. In fact, the lunar eclipse actually is closing out things that are not going to continue to participate in the same exact form. There's transformation. Okay, so while people who are in 4D, 3D, because they don't have a sense of safety and security within their own self, so they're not independent 0-1-year-olds, they need reassurance because their nervous system needs a hug. I'm going to hug you all right now. I'm going to hug you, and I'm going to hug you with the universal love energy, Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. But do remember the theologians, there's a group of theologians telling people that are Christian that the Reiki is not part of the Holy Spirit. So I want any one of you who's in here to know that. I was raised with Jesus and I know that Reiki is the Holy Spirit, but I can't prove it, nor could they, but I'm just going to be respectful and let people know that theologians are trying to share with their churches, some of them, and pastors, to tell people not to go for Reiki sessions. Okay, so with that being said, with all the respect of this world to all people, I am going to activate the Universal Love Transmission Session. Anyone who does want support with Reiki or just because Reiki can support to recalibrate and or support your energy field since it is ascension energy time, I know that people have this happening. Okay, so you can say yes and you give, it's our energy, it's not mine, I'm just a vessel, I'm a vehicle, that's all it is, okay, and it's not true that you have to drink and eat clean to be, no, but your pH, there's reasons for why they tell you and give you diets, but it's, I have not grown any less quote-unquote powerful, but I have not grown more powerful because it's not magic, it's an energy body that expands, and so like the window of welcome to your emotions, your window of welcome to your energy body can expand. And I have a course that helped me to understand that one. Okay, so universal love energy, it's just to support that heart chakra and throat chakra is what I'm supporting. Okay, and if the energy body of you needs any other support as it expands and adapts to your new, because it's already happening anyways, but to your new light body. Okay, so as I was saying, if you're emotional and or needing to get something out, right now you're calibrating, throat and heart is calibrating to bring out the complete message that you're wanting to, as well as not dating beneath yourself. No more compromises, seriously. People are with people who are not fun to be around. Nobody is your problem. Nobody is needing a fixing. Nobody is a project. No person is broken. They're all people. If they get a handle of their charged parts, their child parts, with a good therapist like Patrick Tian, they will be able to reparent themselves. And if they don't need that, then great, they can do what we're doing right now, which is suck it up. No, suck it up, buttercup. No, not that at all. No. So you don't want to suck it up. No, you want to acknowledge whatever comes up, but you don't have to chit chat about it. Okay. Meaning if it comes up, sometimes there's just no reason. I pick up on the collective, the themes. That's why I know about the heart and throat, because the past couple of days is like all over the place. So, but it's a lot better because I've been doing this, the picking up on the theme of the collective for a long time now. So it's not my first rodeo. In fact, I am very happy to announce and share that you all are having it really great compared to some of us, quote unquote, ha ha ha. So the only reason you have it better is because you got 5D educators. It's not because anything else, even though the 4D and 3D will explain it. No, the 4D explains it like this. They explain that the Earth's energy was in a 3D vibration. And while I do recognize the difference between the 3D vibration and the 5D, I will say that it is not that. It is because you are educated about your nervous system and information, and the way that the information by those good educators is being shared supports your light body. There's also a lot of people like me. They bring spirituality and human elements together. So there's a bunch of 5D in-betweens out there. I like the 5D educators. They have the data that's useful for people who want to do what we are doing right now, okay? And what others are doing. There's a great guy on YouTube. He's doing Schumann resonance, but in a good way. It seems he's trying to do what I'm doing. I'm just doing it for human beings in the personal development, being yourself. He's doing it to, but I don't know enough about his channel. I just saw some of his content. So if you want the website, let me know, the YouTube link. I don't remember his name. Okay, so as I was saying, the people that are not moving into their dharma are the people who do date beneath themselves. And that means that they have a project, that they're going to be a good boy, be a good boy, be a good girl, go get mommy that drink, go get mommy that thing, go get daddy. Or for all we know, a daddy or a mommy that's going to beat you over the head. One day I smile, the next day I'm angry. This is very confusing for a poor child. So as long as you are leading yourself in a relationship, and in this case, a lover's relationship, therapy will come back over. Unfinished business. Okay, get a good therapist and get into that therapy seat with your person. And there you go. That way you can get into a good relationship. Because every person is in a relationship because they want to be. But if you are a person who knows, no, this is not where I'm meant to be. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my heart. I know that I'm done with this situation and this individual and these individuals. Then you have a very important moment at hand. Nobody likes rejection. Nobody likes to think that they're not the one or to be told it, basically. However, nobody is supposed to be with anybody unless it makes you happy in your heart and in your mind and in your body and in all of you. We share joy. There is the ability for you to be a conscious lover who loves independently because you know that it's not about soul contracts ending. It's not about dehumanizing a person that you will know and will have been with. It's about you understanding yourself. And it's also about you deciding. So like I said, tear real is great. A couple can work to become a whole, emotionally mature couple with somebody like tear real, man and woman alike. Some of these people don't. They're not mature adults. And so it feels like they take away the masculinity from the man, if not to do the whole gender thing. But Terry is great because he doesn't take away masculinity from the man and he doesn't take away from the woman. He's a balanced masculine with his own feminine, and he knows about toxic patriarchy, and he's a therapist, and he doesn't bring to you any spiritual stories. You don't want the spiritual stories if you're looking to work with your human being relationship. And he also doesn't make it like you're in some kind of, here, give me a report card, okay? Like, this is just ridiculous. He's a grown human being who helps you to be a grown human being in your relationship. The report cards, it's like teenagers, you know, and there's people who will do that. There's other therapists for those people, and attachment, also relationship. I've seen them. So I see the ones who are great for those teenager type energies. And then there's the, and I say teenager when I'm talking about the 16 type, it's unfair, I want it this way, because it's very much not a comfortable body. Two people who are comfortable in their own skin are people who say, not just with their words, their entire body brings with it, yep. So what are we doing today, you know? And it doesn't matter if you're at 50 and I'm at 10. I ain't going to be expecting you to take the rest of the 100% because I'm at 10. It's like having, you know, a little scoreboard in the prison cell, and again, those little stars. So anytime I see people counting, I'm like, okay, you're not grown-ups yet. You're still keeping count. This isn't free love. This is your 0-1-year-old, and you are both reparenting each other. That's fine for some people. Some people are good with that. Right now I'm talking about the people who want to actually be mature emotionally lovers. Okay, then it's just a very different energy now. A very different energy. And that's where luckily we are at, because of enough attachment trauma-informed individuals who explain what impaired bilateral integration brings to a couple, which is the lack of intimacy, not because of touching. It's because a person who has impaired bilateral integration isn't working with their right mode. They're not working with the child parts that come up. Okay, so having shared again a bit of this and a bit of that, the people who are teenagers is what I'm going to use. They're in the human suffering love bug. So what they do is wait till some human being comes back to say, fuck you, basically, or not. I don't know, because really, I don't keep up with that shit. Oh, but I'm going to spell out something different. What they're doing right now is being able to be just like a teenager or a young adult. Have you ever had those fun summers where you just go out, you party, you have fun? Okay, so that's why. There's a group of people, the Human Suffering Love Group, they're doing that. And they're getting distracted. So it's not about, let me, you know, recenter myself. Let me do a little bit of thinking. Let me make some decisions. Okay, that's a different way. When you know I need some time so that I can organize myself, you get distracted because you know that you need to let your brain shut off for a little bit, but you know that you're shutting it off so that you can just rest, and then you come back stronger than before because you're emotionally regulated now. Okay, so that's you knowing how to work with your emotional body. But the distraction of the hangover movie or Mean Girls, and it's the inner critic, outer critic, the blamer and the martyr, the codependent type, the low self-esteem type, they are not doing that. Let me distract myself so that I can recenter myself. Their distraction is like a teen, young adult who doesn't know what they're doing and who's really just doing it to cope with what has happened. Now, coping with what has happened means self-soothing mechanisms. We all can raise our hands, I know, with cigarettes for sure. And I have had a handful of very embarrassing moments for me, but I have very low tolerance, but I will... Oh, yes. And it was very funny, actually. Oh, my teenage boyfriend knows about one of them because I had somebody, I called him. I still, you know, I need to ask one of my friends, or maybe two of my friends. I don't know. Well, at some point I'm going to ask somebody, but I have a horrible memory. Someone talked to him. I don't remember which one of my friends talked to him, But I still remember when we had payphones. So anybody who's younger than 44, I don't know when they got rid of payphones, but yeah, we used payphones way back when. So, okay. Summertime is fun, right? You get to go, you get to discover, you get to enjoy. But if you're a grown-up, it's not teenage land or young adult land anymore. So the part of what I'm trying to share here is that there are adults that literally don't move into their adult self. They could. They don't want to. They don't take the good attachment trauma-informed therapist up there. Okay. And they will date not beneath themselves, but they will date relationships that are chores because they're a chore. So they feel that they weigh people down, stuff like that. So again, I'm going to move out of that energy. And when they're fucking men or women, they leave those rooms and those events more lonely than before, more upset than before. But they're going to then do it again. And they're going to get silly again. And then they're going to be crying about it again. And so they do this thing that is a shame cycle. Inner critic, outer critic. And then, again, the fucking drinking, drugging, and fooding, self-soothing, it's not just a immature way that you grow out of. It becomes the pattern. And unfortunately, neuroplasticity has a bright side, but also a dark side. And they are ruminating when they're not doing the inner growth mindset, when they're not doing, let me explore what's happening. Okay, so, again, you don't have to do anything with this information. If you are a person who identifies with any of what I've shared, then that means you can now know there's a way that you don't want to do when something happens, which is you want to catch the coping mechanism and you want to disengage from it and you want to find healthy mechanisms and not to cope. No, you want to, one, disengage from all of the activities that you've noticed you do to self-soothe and to cope. If you can, I know all is extreme, but you want to see who are the people who support you emotionally in a way of having you feel good to be yourself and they care about your health, FYI. Not the ones who are going to give you drugs or alcohol or any of the things that you know. Those keep them for a while away from you because that's actually called temptation. So you want to know who are the people that support me to work through my emotions. And in a way that can bring me more, and then activities, if you have activities, and if you don't, make them, create them. Okay, this is something not hard for people who have healthy self-worth. So I'm assuming I'm talking to people who have healthy self-worth. You know that your inner and outer health involves what you consume. It involves what you think. It involves your behavior. Okay, so now that you've understood that your behavior is not to be pathologized, thank you, Janina Fisher, but that the charges and the emotional stuff is something that comes up, you're learning what emotional accountability, maturity, and potential for expanding your window of tolerance if you have coping mechanisms is. And any person who does not have secure attachment, they have the need to rewire their nervous system to be able to attend to themselves in a healthy way. Those of us who have secure attachment, we have no problemo. When I was smoking too much, I knew. When I was doing stupid shit, I knew. It's stupid because it's stupid. I'm not crapping on me. I'm not feeling, oh, poor Maria. No, it's stupid. When you do stupid, you know stupid. Like when you do other shit. Oh, this was professional where I lost money, but it's okay. That I felt, there I felt so stupid, like mentally, like intellectually stupid. And anyways, that there's a difference. You'll notice how you feel about things if you're good with yourself. When you're able to always be you, here's where 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group, I'm polyamory. I have never had one shame button on me about anything that is a part of my love life. Or about me. And any person that I've ever dated will have known this. And even if they will not have known it, it doesn't matter to me because I will not give a shit about what they think of me because their thought doesn't change how I feel about myself. Thank you, Mom. And I'm serious. Thank you, Mother, because the words she would say and the things, it's thanks to her. Now, there is one thing you want to notice. Your own embodied brain has drivers. So besides your attachment category affecting you, your temperament is affected by those drivers. And this I got from Daniel Siegel. I'm waiting for his more recent book to come out and his studies. And hopefully, I haven't gotten the PHP interview yet, wherever it is in one of my classes. But long story short, we have self-agency bonding and the certainty one. Okay, so those are the three drivers. And you will have one that is a little bit more dominant than the others. Okay. So people who are here today with this message, Ascension Energies, you get to be the whole inner child of you and have a good time with people. Whether it's a partner or partners, you are not to reparent you or reparent them. If you are a grown emotionally and mentally speaking person, you're wanting to have fun. If you're a person who still needs that reparenting, that's not something to be ashamed of. Patrick Tiahan, look him up for personal childhood trauma stuff, meaning reparenting. He can help. He has a lot of great content community if you just scroll through it. For couples, Terry Real, he is also on YouTube. And Daniel Siegel is great too, but Terry, he gives you content that you could use with your couple person, okay? And they are monogamy focused, so if any of you are polyamory, then Poly Secure, Jessica Fern, her book is Poly Secure. You find Jessica Fern on YouTube too, I think, I forget where. And then I did see that there's a blogger, a YouTube person. I didn't like all of her content, but she's somebody who shared about the polyamory life. So if you want, reach out and I'll look for that one. Okay, now that we've gotten those things out of the way, the next stop is whatever transitions, transformation is going on. I'm pretty sure you understand intuitively that they're part of the next step for you. Some of you might relocate, you might leave the areas you're at because you don't feel at home, period. Wherever you don't feel at home, you're like, okay, do I feel at home? No, I don't. Okay, where do you feel at home? Who do you feel at home with? How do you see yourself growing old? Any one of you tuning in here today, I didn't wait till I was older to think about this. And some people, they do. That's because they don't use their brain. They don't think about shit. I meet a lot of teenagers that are grown-ups. And then they do things that are completely... I'm going to leave that alone. Let me finish our Ascension Energy guidance messages. Okay, so where are you at home? You want to be at home inside your body. That's you being your safe haven, secure base. It means you know how to regulate your nervous system in healthy ways and you know how to go after things you enjoy, reading, thinking, doing whatever. You know the people who lift you up always. Even when you're down, they lift you up. That means your body gets ooey, gooey, ooey, and fun. If you don't, find it. But first, you're going to find it within you. Otherwise, you can't recognize it outside of you. When you find home within you, it means I am very much who I am and I want to share it laughing. Okay, woo-woo lady, what's up today? Hey, pseudoscience bitch, evil witch. Come my dog, take. I don't even notice, okay? I'm just saying. I got this lady who was literally asking me questions. I totally didn't know what was going on. I found out later, and that's because I didn't have any of my herd to share with me. Hey, Maria, I think this is going on because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And the way these people took the side of their friend, I knew, okay, I was oblivious to what was going on. And they thought, like she thought, and I literally did not hear the word prison. Nobody said prison. I'm not sure how prison came up to the word judgment. Judgment, prison. And this was in Italian, but still, these are two separate words. So I went to ask my sister, my younger sister. I was like, did I do something? No, Maria. And I was like, okay, because I'm confused now. But long story short, you know if you have people that have your back. I didn't know because these are two of my friends. I love them, but I didn't know they couldn't understand how my brain worked until this event. Now that I do, I try not to engage in their community because I know that I'm the weirdo of the friend. So I'm just saying it's okay. I'm their weirdo friend. And I love that they're together. And I know that they might get married one day and invite me to their wedding because I brought them together. Just saying. And I'm like, ah, shit, I don't want to go to that wedding. But my point is, you know who has your back because they read your mind, they know how your mind works, and then they know where they can help to fill the gap because you literally will not have, we are a herd, Sid, Manny, Diego, okay? No matter how you want to twist it, but for my mystics out there, you, if you're 5D and you're divine feminine, if you're like me, then you are more than not oblivious, and it's not bad. Because it's okay, we're in social events. As long as you're keeping yourself physically safe, it's all good. So yeah, most people are gossiping about you behind your back. Even if they think you're an evil bitch or a witch, don't matter, because you won't be there as they talk about this stuff. So I'm just saying, know your audience. Like Patrick Tiahan says, for those of you who need to be reminded, you're not in trouble. This is different. This is for all of you who are looking to be yourself. You're not in trouble. It's not your fault. You don't need to make any person's emotions better. You're not your mother, father, sister, brother, whoever the partner is. You're not their nurturer. You're not there to nurture that person's nervous system. That's not your job, to help them feel better. It's your job to hug them, yes. No, it's not your job. You can hug them if you want. You recalibrate to a state of compassion and then you hug a person. That's because you'll be in your ventral vagal nervous system, and in your prefrontal cortex, you know that a hug can help, because that's what activates the other person's ventral vagal nervous system. If they continue to whine about life and weigh the fuck down out of every single shit that happens to them, it's not you. You're not in charge of that. You're not to be blamed. You're not at fault. It's not your duty. You ain't a job and they ain't a job. A relationship is a bonus in life. It's social time. So if you want to do anything work-wise, well, then go work. Emotions aren't work. Emotions are your embodied brain. They're your nervous system. And if a person doesn't know how to recalibrate theirs, you can only do so much. Once they're whining on the floor again and again and again and again, again. I got women. They think they're smart. I'm not really sure they're smart. Because if they were, they wouldn't be ruminating all the time with all the good attachment trauma information. They wouldn't be talking about their boyfriends as covert narcissists and then not look up what trauma bonding is or get a good therapist. There's therapists out there consistently trying to help people to understand how not to date beneath themselves. And people, men, women alike, and days, I don't know any days, but I've seen them. They're men, they want to fix a woman. Seriously, please, please. It's so disrespectful. It's not even funny. Women, they go and just shame these men out of nowhere, except for go find a fucking man somewhere else. Go to an app. I don't know. Just do something different versus consistently calling somebody out for being a cheater. Go polyamory, for goodness sake. Like the women are, I don't enjoy when I hear any of the women. To this day, I'm an independent woman though. So anytime a woman treats their man like he's a child or some shit, I'm like, who's, oh, I'm like, yeah, okay. And my men friends, when they let certain thing, I'm like, I step away, bye, I'm gone. I am not in that room, because I'm not going to be in a room with people who are actually asking for permission from each other to live life, or fixing each other. That's disrespectful. Nobody's broken. Or again, like not having fun in life because they don't know how to have compersion, because they have no healthy self-worth. They're jealous. Let them take some. Who's being taken away again? So that's where it's at. Whole three-year-old hearts. Nobody can take somebody away. Like I said, when they would say, you let him get away, my teenage boyfriend, I said, I didn't have him on a leash. I didn't know that was part of a relationship. When my other boyfriend, I thought you would change. What? And with my lovely twin flames, they're all adorable. And if I have to say, I love every single one of them. To this day, it's thanks to them that I can be in the polyamory group and that I know how to tell you, moving beyond the concept of the one, not something that you will think, oh my gosh, I wish. No, actually, like, oh, wow, I knew I would completely be enamored with this journey of life, because love, it keeps growing. The safari. We got a safari whenever you're actually in love, because you don't lose it. Because your one-year-old, though, this is what I'm describing, your one-year-old is in your body. So you're like a person. You want them to be happy. If you're not the one for them, that means you don't make them happy. It's not something sad when you are a person who knows how to be your emotional whole self. It's cool to be me. It's cool to be you. You're happy with someone else. Mwah, have fun. We're happy with other people. Great, let's have a party. But we'll decide what type of party. So no, not all polyamory or polygamy. Remember that. I know some people don't know that. And so no, you cannot fuck just anyone. That's not how this works. Just saying, okay? So you make sure not to do any of... I have one of my friends. I love him. He to me, because see, healthy self-worth, I'm like, okay, bring it on. What questions do you have for me today? But some people, And it's only the ones who are not yet emotionally mature like this. They're like, how dare you? We love people. The healthy self-worth, that's why, again, nobody is beneath us or above us. We're all people. And when people have their biological rudeness, we know that that's an adaptive child. So they're living their past, their unfinished business. We don't take it personally because we catch the shit, one. We don't react to it because we are present. We're not enslaved. So we use our prefrontal cortex, Pachas do. I told you I love you forever and ever and ever. And I love you and you and you. And all of you are amazing. The people that are in the 1 to 22 evil scale of Michael Stone, they have good therapists for it. That's all of them over there. We're hanging out socially and gathering. And so the whole he said, she said, yeah, we can handle it. I can totally handle it. As a woman, let me tell you this, and we'll close on out. There was this one day, I'm with my men friends. There's like two men. And then there's one woman, and I'm giving Reiki. Oh, by the way, I'm closing out our channel. Thank you, Universal Love Energy. You've been, thank you. Okay, so it's closed. Disconnecting now, but I'm giving Reiki session to two people because they got, one got a leg that hurts, the other got a hip that hurts. So I got hands on a leg and on a hip. And then there's this woman near, and I'm thinking, if anyone walks by, I totally legit, I'm thinking they're gonna say, is that an escort in there? Is she a prostitute? What is she doing? And I didn't say anything. I just thought in my brain, I'm like, ah, this is fun. And I think one of my friends, he's totally cool. No, they're all cool. So I can joke with all of them because they're cool and they know that I'm teasing. And that's the nice thing. When men are actually your friends and they do get it, so they know that you're not trying to, you know. But at the same time, that's because they're friends. People from the outside, oh, you could better bet. They're walking away with who knows what in their brain, but who cares? It's all something you won't care about if you have healthy self-worth. You're not somebody who's thinking about people that way. Oh, and then I also know that today, thank goodness, we're getting a lot more varied variety. So this, I can thank my lovely younger niece who shared some Instagram thing, and it showed something about how your pronouns are only he, she. You're so boring. So yes, 5D Collective, we're not boring. Between 5D mystics, being in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, being emotionally mature, not dating beneath ourselves, so we don't put up with crap at all. Nobody goes to the lowest bidder. You can only imagine how amazing life's going to get, huh? And we'll talk more about that one. But polyamory community, monoamory community, all different religions, all different... There you go. Who is in a small world? It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. In Ice Age, Manny, Sid, Diego, with Cusco, Ursula's, all of it. But who are we? The 5D are Pachas. And so we accept each other for who we are, lovingly acceptance. Nobody works for love. And nobody has to suppress their emotions because we know how to use our prefrontal cortex. It's called integration of the brain, which is made visible as kindness and compassion. But even if it's not those, it's going to be you looking at another person with your eyes and them looking back at you, but you having your higher social engagement system on because you feel good about being yourself. This is why. So your mind is in curiosity, openness, acceptance, and love. That's why you don't pick up if something else is behind the scenes, which is why it's good to have divine masculines around you. Okay, divine feminines, here's the gist. The divine feminine with their own divine masculine. My mind works, but I'm a divine feminine. I will always be a nurturer first. And the protector only comes on because I have to. And that's only if I get addressed in such a way that I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? And that's actually what happens. The divine masculines, theirs is, they're a protector. So they know how society thinks and works. So they have a way that they can organize something and keep in mind society, but because they're independent, so they're not looking up to other cubs. They don't give a shit about other men, other women, other whatever. No, they're their own divine masculine. So they ain't looking to no one to say, who am I? I know who I am. That's because they got their divine feminine. So when you have a whole divine masculine, they're not looking to another cub member anymore. They learned from the cub members. Now they're ready to be their own. And that's because they say, I have a whole three-year-old heart. I have fun. Nobody needs fixing. Nobody's broken. I don't need to tend to your nervous system. You are not my job. I nurture me and I support you because I'm human like you are. Okay, so the divine masculine, though, as I said, they have a way that they are able to break things down with society in mind, because they go digital first and then analogical. The divine feminine goes analogical and then digital. But furthermore, the divine feminine will not be competitive, because from inside, we already stay in a space of love and nurture, while the masculine might be in a specific state of, and I'm not a divine masculine, so I can't know, but that part about how they're harnessing it, and I'm going to leave that and drop it alone, because I can't, in the last minutes, get to thinking about that clearly. But masculines help the feminine, feminine help the masculine. That's why we are whole when we're together, as well as apart. And again, allowing each other to unconditionally love and to bring forth healing of trauma. Seriously, for those who want to join us in Pacha Land and 5D Land, have a great day.